Hey there, Ravens fans. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Two Life Concepts by Josh Brinkley. Make sure you go to facebook.com/Two Life Concepts by Josh Brinkley and get yourself some hand-custom drawings, some lawn art, some t-shirts, engraving on glassware, bottles, metal containers, and much, much more. All kinds of artwork featuring your favorite Baltimore landmarks, sports teams, anything you can think of, this guy can draw pretty much. So make sure you go to facebook.com/Two Life Concepts by Josh Brinkley and enjoy the show.
Tonight is about each other. Tonight is about relentless football. And anything about a touch of football, they get knocked out tonight. Let's do what we do best on three. One, two, three.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation. It's been a long summer so far, a long offseason, but here we go. We're ready to talk some Ravens football. Thank you for joining me on the call so far. We're giving you this podcast completely free of charge, so please be social with your friends. Let them know about it. Tell them that they can listen to the call on Stitcher, iTunes, or on thecall.brandocash.com. We have a new home on the Brando Cash Network, so make sure you're tuning in throughout the football season, but we're pretty close. This show would not be The Call if it was just me talking. Of course, I've got to be joined by my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Hey, Brandon. Hey, folks. What a long summer it's been, and I'm just happy to get back to it, Brandon. It's been a great summer. Still running off the high of Super Bowl 47 champs. I'm very excited about that. And, dude, even what the Orioles are doing, I mean, take a side of the Ravens off for a minute. I mean, what a summer it's been for the O's, and just keeping our attention, you know, leading up to the training camp in a week. And I'm just happy to be a Baltimore fan right now.
It's a good thing to be a fan of any sort of Baltimore sport. We got a lot of stuff going on with the Orioles, of course. You know, we've got the All-Star break going on right now for them, and we got plenty of Orioles repping for us. You know, we got Manny and Adam Jones, just to name two of the five guys. But let's talk a little bit about some Ravens football. If we're recording this on the 15th of July, it's a Monday. News broke today, and if you are a season ticket holder, you kind of got Christmas came early for you this year, because that means your tickets came in the mail today, and you got to see who was on them. And there was a face that a lot of people, they didn't expect to see this face on tickets. Week 3, the second home game during the regular season, there's Ray Lewis on the ticket right there, staring at you, you know, with that big mean growl, ready to go. And it broke earlier. The Ravens have confirmed it, that Ray Lewis will be inducted into the Ring of Honor up against the Houston Texans this year in week 3 of the NFL. So when a time was coming when we didn't think we were going to see Ray Lewis for a little while, he's going to be back week 3 in Baltimore, being inducted into the Ring of Honor. Josh, what does this mean for you to see him inducted already into the Ring of Honor?
What's it mean, man? I'm getting emotional because what's it mean? I have about 1,000 goosebumps on my left and right arms right now. Just hearing that, and me, I know being a part of it, but just, wow, it's electric. And it's showing in the emotion of is myself and his fan. I'm choked up with what to say, bro. I've been once told by friends and family and a few fans that you never want to fall in love with players, because players come and go in a game, always remains, but Ray is one of the exceptions, and what he has meant to the city, so what he did last year, in three words, my last ride, and what it sparked, and we all know what the legacy Ray Lewis brings. We're going to miss him dearly. I could spend a whole next hour and a half if I wanted to, obviously, talking about just Ray Lewis alone. Forget the Ravens, but just Ray. You know, we all love the guy to death, but it's going to be awesome, especially the emotional part of who knows right now if Ed Reed's going to come back to play that game because of the hip injury and the hip surgery that he's endured, and who knows right now. I mean, we're going to monitor that, but that game's going to be emotionally charged. Second home game of the year. I don't know about you, Brandon, but I'm hoping that the Ravens are going to be 3-0 or 2-0 heading there. If we can win an opener against the Broncos in Denver and coming home against Cleveland, I can bring out the Ravens are 2-0 heading into that game facing Houston. With Ed Reed coming back to town, with Ray ringing the Ring of Honor, maybe we'll see another last dance. I might even order a camcorder on eBay just for that, because I think I already say we're gonna see another dance in Baltimore. The unofficial official last dance, and even whatever he's got to say, it's gonna be emotional. It's gonna be emotional, especially at halftime, whether we're winning at that time or whether we're behind. Dean's gonna get a spark, and maybe in week three, as early as it is, maybe that'll be another spark that he needs to emotionally carry him through the season. And I'm ready to get after it now. I hate to fast forward it, but can it be week three right now? Because to see this just transpire and get that news right now, wow. Like, I am emotionally charged up more than I should be right now, and I have every right to. And I really can't wait, bro. I really cannot wait.
Yeah, this is going to be very interesting. It's amazing that they're having Ray Lewis be a part of the Ring of Honor already. I mean, after just retiring this past year, but he is such an intricate part of this city, of this sport, of the Ravens organization. So, of course, everyone's going to be happy to see Ray again, and that'll kind of lead into our next thing. I think, before we jump real quick, I do want to say I think they picked that game because Ed Reed is going to be back in town, so they're going to be able to see each other at least one more time. But
appropriate. I think
absolutely.
You're right. That's a good strategic move. That's a very appropriate. And even if he doesn't play, I'm sure, you know, he'll be around. I'm sure they'll exchange a hug. It'll be a picture one for the ages. I'm sure it'll be out there floating around. And, like I said, you can just talk. We can talk all show about just that halftime ceremony. But I tell you what, I'm going to be there in person come in that week three in September. And, We're going to have a good show that week. I can already see coming now.
Yeah, that's something we should bring up as well. This year, you and I were going to actually get to go to a couple games together. Last year,
Man, that's right.
Last year we went to one, but this time we're going a few more times, and
that was the most the Ravens scored, 155 points.
Oh yes,
against the Raiders. Remember?
Yes, it was.
That was a game.
That was a great game to be there for. We're going to have a good time, and don't want to let too many things out of the bag right now, but fans, if you are a tailgater out there, let us know where you go and where you tailgate and everything, because Josh and I got something special planned for this upcoming season, and we want you guys to be a part of the podcast. So maybe I said too much already, but we'll get to that once the season gets started. But let's go back real quick to the point I wanted to make after after we're talking about Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, this defense, this entire team, not just this defense, but the entire team is going to look very different than it did last year. But the big spotlight on the defense right now, because we saw a lot of departures, and that's only, you know, that's expected after a Super Bowl win. But how does this defense, do you think, how is it going to stack up against the one from last year? Because we saw a lot of guys leave. You know, Ray Lewis retired, Ed Reed jumped to Houston, Paul Kruger jumped to the Browns. Kerry Williams is now an Eagle. We've seen a lot of guys come and go, and we're having a lot of new guys come in. So without seeing any of these new guys on the field as Ravens, how do you expect this defense to stack up to ones in the past?
I think it's going to stack up very differently than what we're used to in Baltimore. Again, it's really hard to compare because the defenses of old have been very consistent. Last year's was unique in regards to how the season ebbed and flowed. You know, 1 week we'll stop, next week we'll give up, you know, a ton of points, a ton of yards. A lot of people were hurt. I mean, Webb was hurt, Ray was hurt. A lot of people ran out, and it was great because it was always next man up. A lot of role players stepped in. Kruger, role player stepped up. Ellerby, and that's why these guys left for lucrative contracts and got noticed by the teams. Because of that, they stepped up. And it's almost going to be bad for us because when our players step up, it helps us, but then it also allows them to leave. But the stalwarts stay. I mean, we have Suggs, we have Nato. But I'm very excited to see, and I think it's going to be a younger, faster defense. And I honestly think we're going to be underestimated. Everybody's going to write us off. Just in the minicamps and what I've seen and read and heard about Matt Elam, our draft pick, back there at safety, he could start. He's in the competition, and heard some very, very good things about this Florida Gator. I'm very excited to see what he can bring as he can play like a Raven. Very excited to see our additions with Doomerville. Suggs, I heard, is in great shape. He can turn to his defensive player of the year 2011 form. Him and Doomerville coming off the ends and converting quarterbacks. Telling you what, we may surprise some people. And you got Olu Nada in there. You just got, you know, got Demi Smith and with Ladarius Webb coming back off his injury. You got Corey Graham back there. He had the two interceptions in the Denver game in the divisional playoffs on the pick six. I think we're going to do fine. Quinn Reigns will be seen. That's why I'm excited for preseason. I'm excited to see what this team really looks like on the field instead of on paper. But I'm just excited. And it's almost like it's a great mystery because we're not expected to do much. Yes, we're defending teams, but yes, the expectation is still there. But I don't see us doing much regardless. Statistical-wise, I don't think we're going to be a top-10 defense. No. Top half of the league? Probably. More offensively than defensively. I know we're talking about the defense right now, but I think they're going to carry the weight. I think we're going to surprise some people. I'm going to leave it at that.
This is going to be a very interesting season. I'm excited to see what these guys do. But here's the other thing you got to think about. Ray Lewis, he is leaving. This is the first season the Ravens will not have Ray Lewis on the field, giving pep talks and pumping people up, you know, before the game. So I have to think who is going to carry that torch for the defense. Who is going to get the guys ready to go? Who's going to be one screaming any dogs in the house and what time is it and all of that stuff. So for me, I see Terrell Suggs taking on a way bigger leadership role than he has in the past, just because he seems like he's next in line. It seems like he knows how to get people motivated. He's a fun-loving guy, so maybe we're going to see a more serious side of Terrell Suggs this year. Or maybe there might be somebody completely new that is going to come and take that torch from Ray Lewis and be the leader in the locker room and on the field. But for me, my pick is Terrell Suggs.
I think it might be so too, but they also you got to figure out there that hey, the Ravens actually called me. They wanted me to come in and try out for some speeches. So I was trying to brush up my inner rag. So they yes now, but I think it's going to be Suggs. Nada's in there, but I even say Le'Veon Webb. I know he hasn't been a role player on the defense in the past seasons. Obviously, and he had a great year before he got hurt last year, but. I mean, you got a number of guys on the defensive side of the football. I'm very excited to see what we can do, but you're right. Terrell Suggs is probably going to be a leader. But then you got also other veterans. I mean, you know, if you look at the other side, I mean, they're not going to be Raven players, but the newest additions. I mean, you got Marcus Spears, who's a veteran. I would say Durbinville is kind of right there as a prime of his career as a veteran. You know, Durbinville has been a presence a little bit in the league, and you know, he had some great years stat-wise, and even Dumerville, even some new blood, he can come in and be an example and a voice for the team, and as he's an experienced starter, I can see him being a voice. But right now, I think it's his number 55 team. I think Ball State University is going to take over. You know, the general's retired, but I think this is the year the university gets established fully, and the dean, the president of the Ball State University, I think he's going to make his presence known, and I like to see it. I like to see number 55 step up.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. We are a little over a week away from training camp officially getting started, and if you've checked out any of the players on Twitter and Instagram, a lot of the guys are relaxing right now, getting ready for it. But right before we went on air, Lardarius Webb, he Instagram videoed. He's sitting on the beach, and he says, I'm ready to go. Training camp's right down the road. I'm relaxing right now, but I'm ready to get back onto that field. So for me, I think that Lardarius Webb, he's got a big spotlight on him in training camp because a lot of guys want to see how he's doing. He was taken out in October in that Cowboys game, and he's been rehabbing and getting surgery. So I think a lot of people are going to be talking about him and how he's looking for this team because with Ed Reed gone, he's got to take up that another guy. He's got to take up a torch and he's got to play where Ed Reed once was. I think a lot of people will be looking at Lardarius Webb to take over for Ed Reed. But training camp right around the corner. We can talk a little bit about what we're going to expect from those guys. But for me, big spotlight right now on Webb.
I think so, too, and I think he's the leader of the secondary. You kind of look at what's going on in the secondary with Ed Reed leaving and Jimmy Smith, what, his third year going fourth, and Corey Graham. You know, Corey Graham could be a voice, but right now, if you break down the positions on defense, obviously we had some leadership in the middle linebacker position gone with Ray Lewis, now Ed Reed gone in secondary. Webb's got the secondary, Suggs has got the middle slash line, because he plays up in line sometimes, but the linebacker core, and then loading out off front, leading in the trenches. So I think if you look at the levels of leadership, when you have leadership on all three levels, that's what makes the continuity of the defense that much stronger, because even though you have Ray in the middle barking the orders, everybody else had their position. I mean, you look at a team, you know, not only have the head coach be the assistant coach, but what do you have? You have linebackers coach, you have special teams coach, you have secondary coaches. There's coaches within the organization that coach those positions. So I look at it as the Ravens have leadership on all positions, even flip to the offensive side of the ball. Ray Rice in the backfield, Flacco at the helm. The new general is dubbed by the old general, Ray Lewis, in leading the offense, leading the charge, calling the singles under center. The leadership on the offensive line, Burke's gone, but I think Marciano is going to step into that role. Look at the receiving core. The discipline and the physicalness that Anquan Boldin had on his departure, he leads with that. But I look at maybe Jacoby Jones can step up. You know, Torrey Smith, I think, has stepped up, even though he's in his third year going in. I still think he could be a veteran presence. Jacoby Jones can bring that. And I think hopefully the Ravens will bring in some veteran presence on the leadership role on the receivers. I think that's where they lack as a team. But, again, Brandon, if you have leadership on every level, I don't think anybody could break that bond.
No, absolutely not. This is going to be a very interesting training camp. We're going to see a lot of new names. We're going to see who steps up and who's going to take on these new roles, which I think is very exciting. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch during training camp. A lot of fans kind of go through training camp and they just can't wait to get to that new season, but this one's going to be one to watch, folks. This one's going to be one where you're going to be paying attention of who's doing what and who's moving around and who's been training well in the off season. So it'll be something very interesting to see. Josh, is there anything else you want to talk about before we end this show?
Yeah, I know fans, it's going to be a late show, obviously. I'm excited again. Our first show back, the 2013 campaign's upon us, and I kind of wanted to throw out there for the fans for training camp. I know I touched this on some serial blogs before, but with the public practices, again, I'm going to throw that out there. Training camp starts on Sunday. Veterans report on the 24th, which is next Wednesday. It's here, guys. It's here. I can't wait. I've been preaching it all summer. I'm ready. You know, everybody's got their orange and black one, but right now I'm focused on both. I mean, you can always intertwine the mix and change the purple and the orange here there with the black. But I'm going to throw out there the public practices for everybody. Looking at August 4th at 5 p.m., it's a Sunday practice. They're having their first open field practice for the public down at Navy Marine Corps Stadium in Annapolis. And then following that, they're going to follow up with the Raven Stadium practice on Sunday, August 11th, again at 5 p.m., free to the general public, first come, first serve. I know I was out there last year at the stadium. It was a treat to see the practices. It's not the experience we got at McDaniel, which I'm still kind of upset about, but I've kind of learned to let it go because it was that personal touch. But still, you know, this is better than nothing. It allows you to get fans in there and it allows other fans that wouldn't normally go to a game or couldn't afford the tickets or can't take their kids or the family, like the Spring Football Festival this past spring. It gives fans an opportunity to get close to the team. And last year was fun. You know, Ray Rice was in our corner. I was like six rows up from the front. He was slapping hands with fans, throwing gloves in the stands, throwing footballs, having a jolly old time down there, just enjoying it and being down there at practice field, showing us what he can bring to the field, but also, you know, just that bond with the fans. You know, he didn't forget about that. And I've seen, you know, Joe Flacco going down the line signing autographs last year. But again, the information's on the Ravens website, baltimoreravens.com. But as of right now, you know, I'll get the Ravens Stadium practice on that Sunday. I really can't wait. And I want to leave on the show with this note. I know we'll report, but I have a very special honor. This year is going to be special. Not only will I be there in person for the Ring of Honor. Brandon, you have to check your tickets. I don't know if one of yours is to that game, but even so, it's going to be great. But I will be, this is a very honor to say, and I'll be here for every Raven thereafter, but I will be in Canton, Ohio. It's official. I will be at Ogden's induction live at the enshrinement ceremony come August 3rd on Saturday night, and boy, will that be emotional. Will that be something? That was our first Ravens draft pick, our first Ravens Hall of Famer, and our first Raven to just, you know, retire as a Raven. It's just going to be great to see.
That's a real treat, man. Congrats on getting those tickets and being able to go to that. That's a big deal for Ravens Nation. So that's going to be a lot of fun for you to see. And, you know, it'll be fun this season. You know, there's going to be plenty of stuff to talk about. I'm glad that you and I, we're going to be there for the very first home game of this season. And that's going to be a great one to see up against the Browns. And it'll be fun to see what they do. You know, these are the Ravens. They always got something special planned. So let's start off the season the way the Ravens always do, with something really, really special and something really important to go down. So that's going to be something fun to see. But
that's right. And we'll hold off on our season predictions as we go through training camp and into the preseason. You know, I want both of us to put out there our predictions for the season coming up and what their record is. I know last year we did it way early, prematurely, and I was kind of accurate on that. So I want to throw it out there. I'm not going to throw a prediction out just yet because I want to see what they look like on paper. I want to get through a couple of practices and see what they look like in the preseason. But we'll get to the predictions. But I really wanted to go dive into that a little bit in the upcoming shows, especially for our fans. I wanted to go in there and kind of match up what our predictions are going to be and see if we're going to be right and see how close we can get this year. I know this year I think I was off by a game. I think I said like 11-5 and we were 10-6 last year. So obviously that last Bengals game didn't really help, but it didn't really count either because we were already in and wouldn't have improved our position. So, but our goal is obviously to win the division. AFC North champs, defending Super Bowl champions, AFC champions. We can just, well, defending everything. We're gonna defend everything this year. But let's get after it. You know, 2013 campaign starts less than a week.
That's right, absolutely. So we're going to end the show pretty much now. If you want to talk about football or the Ravens or anything, of course, you can follow me at Brando Cash on Twitter. And you can actually, The Call has its own Facebook page. You should check it out. It's facebook.com/The Call Podcast. Like us there. And whenever we put out a new show, we'll let you guys know via the Facebook page. But Josh, he's always tweeting about Baltimore football, the Orioles, the Ravens, anything going on with Baltimore sports. So where can people follow you on Twitter?
Oh, they can follow me, my handle at ItalianGQ52.
That's right. Now, make sure we give you this show absolutely for free throughout the football season every single week. So make sure you let somebody know, man. You know, we don't ask for money. You're not paying for this. This is just two fans talking. This is a show by the fans for the fans. So let people know that they should listen to The Call as well. So what you can do is let somebody know. Just text them, call them, let a friend know. But if you want to get social, that would be great. So make sure you go onto Facebook, onto Twitter, onto Tumblr, onto Pinterest, onto Vine, on anything that is out there that you can think of where you share some sort of information. Go on to Reddit, reddit.com/r/Ravens, and let them know that you're a big fan of The Call and people should listen as well. That would really help us out so we can keep this show going for as long as possible. Now, I don't know how you're listening to the show, but there's many different ways, and this is, again, if you're being social, let people know how to listen to the show. We are on iTunes, so if you go over to iTunes, make sure you click subscribe whenever a new show gets put up onto the web. It'll get downloaded automatically into your iTunes, or if you have the podcast app on your iPhone, you can subscribe through there. So you don't even have to hook up your phone anymore to a computer to get the brand new episode. If you want to stream media instead, of course, you can use Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is an app on the Android market or in the iTunes store, so you can download Stitcher, subscribe to The Call that way, and you know, listen to it however you want. If you're at work and you have an internet connection at work, and this shouldn't be blocked, but you can go to thecall.brandocash.com and listen on a desktop as well. So this is On Demand Radio. It's our favorite Ravens podcast. There's just a plethora of ways that you can listen whenever you want, if you're working out or if you're driving to work, driving from work. If you're, you know, going down to a game and you want to get ready for the game, you can listen to us. And, you know, we're out there. We're a part of the community for you guys. So this is usually the part of the show where I say, Josh, did we cover everything? And then you say, if not, Ed Reed's got it covered. I don't know what we're going to say now.
We'll have to have a new tagline. we'll have to add something this year. I mean, with the new crop of players, I'm sure we can find something. We'll have to get creative. I mean, I haven't really thought about it this summer. Obviously, we're just getting back in the swing of things. But if any fans want to throw some taglines out there, I'd be more happy to have some hashtags on that. Just hashtag tagline The Call. Throw them out there for me on Facebook and Twitter. But we'll come up with one before the season starts September 5th. We'll get one, but we'll still keep the flying high. But to reiterate what Brandon said, fans, just listen. I don't care how. Just listen, okay? I promise you won't be disappointed. But we'll sign off now. First episode back 2013. Brandon, it's been a pleasure. Fans, can't wait to report live from Canton, Ohio. We're going to have some great reporting. And as I always say, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high in 2013.
This has been a production of the Brando Cash Network. Music mixed and produced by DJ Wolfman.